Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, January 14, 1980. Second interview with Mr. Sui Yan Wang at his residence in Los Angeles, conducted by Beverly Chen. Mr. Wang, can you tell me how the Chinese people here usually got married back in those days, in the 20s and the 30s? Did they use matchmakers or did they find their own wives?
Most of them went back to China and they get married over there.
Uh-huh. Did you not do that though?
Hmm?
You got married here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And did they bring their wives over here afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
Right away or later?
Later.
Uh-huh. Why don't they bring them back right away?
They can't. Immigration, they don't let them right away. They have to come back. They go to go to the lawyer, and they have to get the papers, go to the immigration office, and then they have to apply for the wife coming over, see?
Mm, I see. How long did that usually take?
Oh, can tell. Sometime 6 months, sometime years, and then 2 years. When come on, can
oh,
do. So. Just depend on the case.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife, they go in the Hong Kong council, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they question all this, see?
Mm.
In Hong Kong, see?
In Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
I see. What about mixed marriages? Did you see any Chinese man marrying American woman or?
Oh yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Few, not too many.
Did the Chinese people treat the American woman just like one of the Chinese women? In other words?
They did.
Yeah, they did
that. Mm-hmm.
What about your daughters and sons? If they were, they have been married already, right? All your kids.
The older son get married a Chinese girl.
Uh-huh. Did all your children marry Chinese?
No. The second one they haven't married yet. So.
Oh, I see. How would you feel if your second child married an American?
It's up to him. So.
You feel that's okay?
Mm-hmm.
How about other people? The other parents feel that it was important for their kids to marry among the Chinese?
And mostly Chinese, they feel their son married their own race, they feel much happier. Yeah.
What about Chinese education? Did you ever send your children to Chinese schools?
Yes, we did. Oh, but a couple of years. On the Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
On the Sundays.
On Sundays?
Mm-hmm.
Not the everyday after school
kind.
I see. How important do you think it is for your kids to learn Chinese?
Well, we like to have them to learn a little Chinese and speak Chinese. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Because we are Chinese, it's very important to us. Eh?
What about China, going back to China? Did you, you went back during World War, just before World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long did you stay there?
That's about a year, pretty close to a year.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever think about, after you came back to the United States, did you ever think about going back there to live, back to China?
No, because my parents passed away.
Oh, when did they pass away?
Oh, a little over 20 years now. So. When I come back to America, not too long ago, my parents passed away. See.
So right after World War II? Mm. So you have no relatives there?
No. I have a sister and a brother over there. So.
Oh, that's
mm-hmm.
close.
Mm-hmm.
Do you write to them?
Very seldom, a little bit. Not
mm-hmm.
much in writing.
Mm-hmm. When you, yes?
I still send the money to my sisters overseas. I send some money
mm-hmm.
every year.
Oh, since, for how many years?
Oh, for us about more than 34 years.
Oh, my. Do many people do that? Other people? Yeah.
All the Chinese in America, in the old days, they figure their home was in China, see?
Mm-hmm.
They're from China. That's their country, and their home was there. And
is this how you feel?
No. Most of them, they do that, see? And they like Quebec and China, see?
Mm-hmm.
One is for retirement, see?
Yes.
Because if they figure they have a family probably their son or their son's still there. The Chinese in the old day, their son support the parents, you know, when
mm-hmm.
the parents gets old, see?
Mm-hmm.
But now, after the communists coming in and China, people don't want to go back there anymore, see? They're going to stay here, see? They make their homes in here, see?
You think, so the reason that you did not go back was not only because your parents passed away, it was because of the communists?
No, because the parents not there, see? So I don't go back anymore.
But did you try and get your brothers and sisters to come over? Your brother and sister?
No, I didn't.
They don't want to come?
No.
They don't want to be with you?
I guess they got their family over there. They didn't want, they couldn't bring the whole family over, see? So
mm-hmm.
they don't want to come over by themselves. See?
So you are the only one to have come over here
mm-hmm.
from your family. I see. Are most of your friends Chinese? Or are they all kinds?
All mm-hmm. kinds of mixed. Because we're in business so long in wholesale market, and we got all nationality friends here.
Mm-hmm.
Jews friend, Japanese friend, and Chinese friend, and Armenian, all nationalities.
Mm. What about blacks?
We have some black too, you know. I have like some black work for me, see.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see. And what about Mexicans?
Yes,
mm.
we have some friends Mexican. We have truck driver, swamper. Most of them is Chinese, Mexican, and like black, see.
Oh, I see black.
Yeah.
But what about your personal friends, the people that you spend your spare time with or invite over to come to your house for dinner?
Chinese friends.
Chinese?
Yeah.
Are they mostly American-born Chinese? Or Chinese from home?
Some American born, most of them they're born in China, most of them, because at my age, you see.
And are they mostly associated with the produce business?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Did you pick them out, or was there a conscious effort to keep Chinese friends, so as to speak?
Because of we have a Chinese produce association in the market, and
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of members there, and they're all friends, they're all my friends.
Mm-hmm.
We have a meeting once a month at a
mm-hmm.
dinner at the restaurants at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
see. So, see, well, we have a meeting once a month, at the and then we have dinner there.
Oh.
Over there, see. That's still,
you still do that?
We are still doing
oh.
that.
For how long have you been doing that?
See, I retired in 1970, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold my business, see.
Mm-hmm.
But the association, the member, they want me to still the, go to the meeting, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they they put me on a advisor, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I still go to meeting every month.
Mm-hmm. What besides this produce organization, what other social organizations did you join?
The Wong's Association. I was a president for Wong's Association, vice president for 2 years, and president for 2 years.
What about recreational clubs, like maybe tennis or golf clubs? Any American type of?
We used to form the Chinese Chinese club, producer club in the market. That is during the war times. During the war time, we have about 500 members.
Mm-hmm.
I was president for that club for most of those years, and about I think about 20 years.
Is that the same club that you just talked about?
No, that was a producer association. This is a
club.
Club.
See? What's the difference?
Well, the club we have. Pool table there, we're playing, we put a boxing glove, we're playing on there, and then a matchup on up there, upstairs.
Oh, you play matchup?
No, I don't play matchup, but I play pool, play baseball and all that, see. They have all kinds of, we are about from 4 to 5 and members there, see.
Mm, you had your own building?
You know, we leased the second floor, the whole floor, see, on the city market. See.
Mm-hmm. And it's still there?
No, they're not there anymore. See? But
mm-hmm.
the association is there. See?
I see.
So
the club was a social.
Yeah, the club just a social. See? Because it costs too much money on a club. See?
Mm-hmm. And I presume the reason why the club stopped was because there were fewer and fewer people in
mm-hmm.
the produce business.
Mm-hmm. See. The Chinese people in the old day, they work hard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they doesn't care, work hard, and the long hours.
Yes.
But now, the second generation, younger people, they don't want to get up at middle of the night, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to work that long hours, see? They don't want to work so hard, see?
Yes.
So they don't come into the market anymore, see?
Mm-hmm.
Even their parents are doing big business in the market. Their son don't like to come in and learn that business.
Mm. So what happens after the father retires?
Retired, he just sold the business, that's all. Yeah.
Who takes over? Who does he usually sell it to? Americans? Blacks?
Japanese, Muslim.
Oh,
Japanese?
Yeah. Not American-born Japanese, right?
Some are American, most are Japanese. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Did you ever run into any cases of discrimination?
In the market?
Either when you were working, well, probably not when you were in the produce market.
Not in the
you
produce
were the
market.
Boss. Yeah.
Yeah, not in the produce market.
But I mean, say, for instance, housing, in terms of housing.
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell me about
it? A lot of time, when I was young, and one time I went to Phoenix, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there, they don't serve me, see?
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant, yeah. So,
When were you in Phoenix?
How's that?
Which year was that?
Oh, that was before the Second World War.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what was the reason that they didn't want to serve you?
They just don't want to service it. You know? See, I have a friend, two of us went in the restaurant. They don't service us. Then during the old day before 1925, I think that was about 1920-22, and I went in Arizona, see, mm-hmm. By train, see, and those days no plane, no airplane yet, see, by train. So the immigration officer arrested me because I didn't have the passport with me, see, mm-hmm. and I didn't know that we have to carry a passport anywhere we go, see. Mm. They put me in the jail, see.
Oh dear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh dear. In the jail in Arizona?
Yeah, in Arizona.
So how did you get out?
Well, that time I was working in the restaurant. See?
Mm-hmm.
One of the immigration officers come down to the restaurant was in Casa Grande. See? And one of the immigration officers come down to Casa Grande and always on immigration business.
Mm-hmm.
So he eat in the restaurant. See,
mm-hmm.
See I wait on him. See?
Oh.
And he stayed there for about a week. And the last couple of time, and I told the immigration officer, say, it's on the house, go ahead, on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognized me. See? When they put me in the jail, and they report to the immigration officer, they come down and Jay look at me. He says, "Hey, that Chinese boy is from Casa Grande. You better turn him loose."
I see.
So they send me back to my friend's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
The rest they have a restaurant in Santa Fe restaurant in Tucson. See? They send me back there. See.
Mm-hmm. What about in Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles?
Yeah, when you were in Los Angeles, did you ever run into any kind of discrimination? Say, for instance, when you were trying to rent a place to live, you know, way in the early days.
They, I ran in about a couple of times when you're renting a house,
mm-hmm.
and the sign is there, you go in front of it, and say, no. No, they already rented.
Oh, they say they already rented.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't believe.
No. Because the sign's there, if they already rent it, the sign, why don't they stick the signs out?
Mm. Where were those houses located?
Used to be in in the Westmoreland Avenue, see?
Mm. That used to be a white area, right? So you were turned away when you tried to rent a house around the Westmoreland area.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was a white area, correct?
What's that?
That used to be a white neighborhood.
Yeah.
Okay. And before you built this house in Silver Lake, did you own another house?
No.
Okay. You told me you lived in a house on Sunset?
Yeah.
Around Chinatown?
Near Chinatown.
Was that a Chinese?
No, it's Italian.
Oh.
From the Italian.
You rented it from
mm-hmm.
an Italian
mm-hmm.
family?
We rented from the Italian people, see. They owned it. They have two houses, see. And we rent one, they live in another one, see.
Oh, I see.
It's not on Sunset, just a little way from Sunset, see? I forgot the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to Sunset, only one block away from Sunset Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you there, from which year to until when, which year?
Oh, let's see. I think it's from 1920 in about 1950s.
1950. And where did you live between the...
I lived there until we lived there until we built this house.
But you said you built this house in 1950 also?
57.
Oh, 57,
yeah.
I see. Where did you live before the Sunset area? In the 40s and the 30s?
I live in...
For instance, right after you got married. You got married in 1920 something?
I live in 25th Street. 25th Street.
Uh-huh.
We rented the apartment over there.
Uh-huh. When was that?
I think it's 47 to 50s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how about before that?
Before I get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Adams Street.
Adams Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. An apartment also?
It's a house.
You rented a house by yourself?
No, we at that time I'm not married yet. We rented with three different people, see.
All Chinese?
Yeah, all Chinese.
Was that a Chinese neighborhood by that time?
Yeah, a lot of Chinese over there, see.
I see. Did you pick that area because it was close to the produce market? Or simply because there were many Chinese there?
It's pretty close to the market. That's
mm-hmm.
I read over there.
You learned to drive, didn't you, long time ago?
Mm-hmm.
So when you were able to afford to buy a house, you could buy it anywhere, right? For instance, before you built this house in the Silver Lake, did you look at other areas before deciding here? And when you decided to build here, was there any reason for building here?
Well, we decided to build our own houses the way we wanted to.
Mm-hmm. But why Silver Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you pick Silver Lake?
Because we liked it close to downtown and close to Hollywood and up in the hills. It's
mm-hmm.
not so noisy, see?
I see. Were there many Chinese in this area at that time?
Let's see, one, two, three. But what I know, there's a few Chinese here.
Mm-hmm.
And those are either Lisa in here, and used to be Chinese consuls really down here, the Suhos,
mm-hmm.
and Eugene Choi, the architect,
mm-hmm.
was in here. That's only three Chinese family here.
Oh, the rest were all whites?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You bought this lot first, right?
Yeah, I bought this lot first.
You had no trouble buying the lot?
No.